Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 37 degrees. Two Florida sheriff's deputies are dead after being ambushed and shot at a restaurant in Gilchrist County. Sheriff Robert Schultz says,
today at approximately 3 p.m., the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about deputies being down in a local restaurant. Deputies arrived on the scene along with Trenton Public Safety Officer, and they did find two of our deputies deceased.
Police identified the fallen officers as Sergeant Noel Ramirez and Deputy Taylor Lindsay. Deputies responding to the scene found the shooter dead outside the business. Wyandotte County prosecutors say a Kansas City, Kansas school resource officer is charged with fondling at least three teenagers.
57-year-old Michael English Sr. was charged Thursday with three counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. A parent had contacted police in March, and three students have come forward, all between the ages of 14 and 16. English has been employed with the school district since 2015 and has been on administrative leave since March 22nd. Investigators are still trying to determine if the alleged crimes occurred on school property. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A suspect was caught after a police chase in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened late Wednesday night when an officer on patrol spotted a stolen truck with a dealer's license plate near 31st Street South and Hillside. The driver would not pull over for police.
A traffic pursuit ensued, which went into Derby. In Derby, the driver pulled behind a residence, and the two occupants of the vehicle fled on foot. Officers were able to apprehend both the occupants, a 28-year-old male driver and a 25-year-old female passenger.
The man was booked into jail for fleeing from police, an aggravated weapons violation, auto theft, unlawful possession of methamphetamines, and traffic charges. The stolen truck was returned to its owner. Teachers in Arizona have voted to go out on strike. This teacher says many are packing their bags for greener pastures. It's the first ever statewide strike to demand increased school funding.
We are underpaying our educators. And so we have people, incredible professionals, who have devoted their entire lives to bettering our communities and our families, and they are leaving this state because they can't afford to do the job that they love with the community and the kids that they love.
The release of fired FBI Director James Comey's memos is sending shockwaves through Capitol Hill.
Republican lawmakers say Comey's memos prove the fired FBI director never felt obstructed by President Trump, despite claims from Democrats that he tried to halt the FBI's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. In a statement, House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy, along with House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte, say the memo show Comey, quote, was blind to biases within the FBI. But the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, says, quote, President Trump's interference was a blatant effort to deny justice, and Director Comey was right to document it. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Alabama has executed a man for the murder of a federal judge.
Only days before Christmas in 1989, Federal Appeals Court Judge Robert Vance Sr. opened a package mailed to his home outside Birmingham, Alabama. It exploded, instantly killing Judge Vance and severely injuring his wife. The following summer, Walter Leroy Moody Jr. was arrested, tried, and convicted. Last night, strapped to a gurney on Alabama's death row, the 83-year-old Moody remained silent when asked if he had any last words. A lethal injection made him the oldest person executed in the U.S. in more than a century. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. .987 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted. It's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. We got a little We got a little problem down southwest of Wichita, right, Chad?
That's right.
Yeah.
An injury traffic accident, car versus semi-truck. And this is on K-42, and it's at Schulte. It's right there in front of the Schulte General Store along K-42.
That's right there near the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Right
yeah.
on that corner?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right there. And so that's where the accident is. They've got the westbound lane shut down there. If you're going west, you actually cannot get through. Again, that's westbound K-42 in Schulte, right in front of the Schulte General Store there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And we have something interesting in our forecast this morning. Let's check it out with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of low pressure is spinning off well to the west of us, but it will track over the Rockies and eventually in southern Kansas this weekend. That will bring us more clouds throughout the day, breezy with a high 64. The best chance of rain will be late tonight and overnight into Saturday, our low 45. Off and on showers during the day tomorrow, cooler and just 52. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 38 degrees. That's right. Dan talked about rain. Seriously talking about rain. We had a sunny day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 61 degrees. Normal high for the date is 69. So rain likely tonight and Saturday should help with that fire danger across Kansas and especially Oklahoma, Ted, if they get some rain down there. It should help a lot. And it'll improve my spirits a little bit. I've been looking for a little gentle rain in my life, Ted. 6:12 now with Steve and Ted. What you got, Chad? Something else
I didn't mention there. We have an unknown fire reported. This fire's near 31st and Victoria. Now, that's just a little ways east, or sorry, a little ways west of Hydraulic between Pawnee and MacArthur.
South side.
Yep.
South side. All right. 6:12, Steve and Ted. Today is Friday, April 20th, 2018. On this date in 2010, an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil platform leased by BP killed 11 workers and caused a blowout that began spewing an estimated 200 million gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico. The well was finally capped nearly 3 months later. You remember that as well as I do, Ted.
Sure do.
I mean, they had a video camera on that thing.
Video
all the
camera
time,
constantly
spewing that brown crap into the ocean.
Oh man!
Wow! And you know, even the most rigid anti-environmentalists or whatever are saying, "Ooh, that's not very good. That was ugly. That was awful." Anyway,
and of course, it was waste of oil.
It was 8 years ago today. Police in
I would have guessed it was more recent than that.
I
would have guessed it was maybe 4 years ago.
Nope. Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub eating her Cheetos while taking a bath. This was a woman in the tub, by the way. A Monroe police affidavit says 29-year-old Evelyn Washington was arrested on burglary and property damage charges. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that a responding officer found a full tub of water and a plate of food along with half-eaten Cheetos belonging to the victim on the toilet next to the tub. Now, the Cheetos were on the toilet, not the victim, I guess. It sounds like you got the victim sitting on the toilet next to the tub, the way it was written. Washington told the homeowners and the police that an unknown male had told her to break into the house. Police found a tall ice chest under a broken window. So she says, my boyfriend made me do it. Isn't that interesting?
No, she said unknown male.
Unknown.
So it wasn't a boyfriend.
Some guy then. Said, hey, go on there, break into there, and eat the Cheetos. Be sure you eat the Cheetos while you're taking a bath.
Drugs? Sounds like drugs.
Liquor?
Something's wrong here.
Something is wrong with this picture.
Somebody's sleeping in my bathtub.
Yeah. Somebody's been eating our Cheetos. There will be no shortage of hand-me-downs for this Michigan kid. The Grand Rapids Press reports that Catery and Jay Schwant welcomed the birth of their son Wednesday, 5 days before he was due. They have no daughters, but they do now have 14 boys.
Oh my God.
You got your own baseball team, basketball team. You got a football team there, Ted. Yeah. As with their last few children, the couple did not want to know the baby's sex ahead of time. Well, you could have predicted.
I got a pretty good guess.
The way those chromosomes line up for these two.
Apparently.
Jay Schwant said earlier this year that he would have loved to have a girl, but didn't think it would be in the cards. Really? He just did he's playing the percentages there. He was right.
Well, you'd think, but nope.
Kateri Schwant has said she's used to large families. There were 14 kids in her family when she was growing up. So there you go.
Guy should play roulette. Just every time it comes up the same.
Now, you grew up in a family. At least you had one girl, right?
Yes.
And your sister.
Finally, the fourth of four.
How many boys were it?
Three boys. Finally got a girl at the very finish.
Jed, how's your sibling mix? I don't even know. You got a brother, two brothers?
Two brothers.
Mm-hmm. So, all males, right? And I had four males,
yeah.
So, you know. Getting to know women was interesting for me because I had no idea what their habits
were. All you had
was my mom was
your old mom.
My mom was one of those person who was particularly frilly or feminine or anything like that, and she was kind of the person who'd go out and take a wrench and fix the car. So anyway, it's a good adjustment to find a you raised in an all male atmosphere. You know what that's like, Jed? It's pretty much a fight over everything, you know.
And yeah. I don't know if Ann helped to
alleviate matters like
there's
that.
There's a lot of shenanigans going on among the boys.
Oh yeah. It's just the competition is, and I don't know. You can tell you the psychological analysis of it. I'm the third of three, and I'm a middle child. A third of four. I have a middle child, and they always talk about the middle child. My wife is also a middle child. She's three of six, and you're the top dog.
I'm the oldest of four.
And I don't know what the psychological breakdown.
That's certainly very different.
Be fun to have a psychologist on who's studied this kind of stuff, because I think it'd be fascinating.
It's a very different dynamic.
Depending where you are in line. Yeah, they could probably look at you. Oh, you're the middle child. Well, you're like da da da. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm the youngest, and the youngest. By a large gap, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a different dynamic for those.
Which means he's always been the baby.
Right.
And he's a baby here. We treat him like a little baby. Every now and then we burp him and change his diapers. I can burp myself
and change my own diapers. Thank you.
Yeah, I've heard you. You're pretty good at burping, at least. I can tell you that right now. All right. Anyway, that dynamic, though, would be fun to explore with somebody who is an expert on it.
Oh, yeah.
Family lineup. Pecking order.
I think every sibling has their own little pecking order.
Yeah. The reason why mom liked the other siblings
right, exactly.
better.
Exactly. That's always like where it ends
brothers.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
Mom liked you better. Okay.
Every sibling thinks the other one has it easier.
All right. You will excuse us, ladies and gentlemen, if we're a little silly this morning, a little giddy because we found out it could rain tonight. That'll be incredible. 6:18 now. Steve and Ted, it's time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, I don't know, you talk about a little baseball today, maybe? Or... Yeah.
Kansas City Royals?
Royals were off, though, right?
That's correct.
The Shockers didn't play either, but you have some news.
Well, it's a weekend. Everybody plays tons of games this weekend. Shocker baseball team is ranked number 24 in the nation. And the Shockers are going down to Houston to take on the Cougars. Shockers haven't been there in 21 years, but, of course, now they're new conference mates. So they'll get after it. The American Conference standings have 8 teams all within just a game and a half of each other. So if you have a good weekend, you probably move up because these teams are all beating each other. The Shockers in Houston tonight for a 3-game series in Houston. Mike Kennedy will have all the action for you live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. Tune in for Shocker Baseball right here on KNSS. Shocks have a road series this weekend. We have news from Wichita State men's basketball. Another player is leaving. Austin Reeves, Shocker guard, asked for and was granted his release from the program to transfer elsewhere. 11 roster members of the Shocker basketball team from last season will not be playing for the Shockers this season. Of course, 6 graduating seniors left, 2 walk-ons gone, 2 scholarship players gone, and Landry Shamet going to the NBA. 11 guys gone from last year's roster, as Austin Reeves will take his leave. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are on an 8-game losing streak right now. They're at the bottom of the American League, and they do have 2 games today. They'll be playing a series in Detroit. They've already been to Detroit twice this season. They'll be in Detroit for 4 games this weekend. It's a day-night doubleheader today. First game coverage begins at 11:30 this morning. Game 2 coverage at 6 o'clock tonight. And then the Royals at Detroit again, noon Saturday and noon Sunday. All those Royals-Tigers games are live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. College bowling, the team championships getting underway in Lincoln, Nebraska yesterday. And the Wichita State women have advanced into the Final Four, unbeaten in the winner's bracket. And after today's competition, we'll know who the Final Four teams are heading to the national semifinals tomorrow. The Newman women and the Wichita State men did lose in match play yesterday, and they will have to make their way through the loser's bracket if they want to keep advancing. And in pro football, the Kansas City Chiefs found out their schedule for the upcoming season for 2018. Chiefs season opener will be on September 9th in L.A., taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chiefs do have 5 primetime games coming up this season. Monday night football at Denver, a Sunday night game at New England, a Monday night football game in Mexico City against the Rams, a Thursday night game late in the season against the Chargers at home, and then a Sunday night game on the finale at Seattle. There's only 1 primetime game this season at home at Arrowhead Stadium. And so that's your rundown of the Chiefs schedule. Well, of course, your home of the Kansas City Chiefs is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I was going to say, where can you hear that on the radio? I wonder. Right here.
There you go.
Great.
Chiefs schedule released for the upcoming season. Get excited about that. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And Saturday, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Hillside Christian Church, Ted Woodward inducted into the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame. And Ted will be there signing autographs. Right, Ted?
Whatever.
And they'll
it's
probably,
induction
have, some,
day. We'll be,
probably
yeah.
have some cookies and punch there as well, right?
We'll see.
All right. Well, congratulations on that, Ted. That's tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Hey, if you want to go and see it, it's free. It's open to the public, free of charge.
Yeah, I'd love to see you there. It's a very nice honor, and I'm looking
Great
forward
honor.
To seeing folks tomorrow.
All right, 6:22 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. He says the Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania wants a new type of Disney princess. A new one, new type. We're going to tell you about that coming up. Stephen, 10
Who
of the morning.
Wants this?
Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's kind of revolting. It's,
oh boy.
It's coming up.
Oh,
Steve and
can't
Ted
wait to hear this.
On KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.